This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Our number 775-84-9910. It is live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Hello, John.
The Nevada Storm is our local WFA football team, Women's Football Alliance, full contact minor league women's football. They are back-to-back national champions from 2019 to 2021. You are third nationwide for winning the most titles, and wow, the football season runs April to July. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct.
This is quarterback Mo Ochin and Sarah. Did I pronounce that right?
Coangelo. Sarah Coangelo. I said it finally right for the first time.
Yeah. It's Mo Ochin.
Mo Ochin, right.
Yes.
Okay, and Sarah. Sarah, what do you play?
I play running back and outside linebacker.
All right, Sarah. Okay, Mo is the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You do nationally televised games from, like, the Reno High School football field?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Where have I been? This is really still new. The league started in 2009. A lot of people don't know there is women's pro football in the U.S., and I've told people this, and they think I'm talking about, oh, you mean soccer? Well, it's like you're like the Europeans call football soccer,
right,
out there. They just cannot picture women in full football gear playing tackle football.
Well,
it surprised you too, didn't it?
Well, no, actually, I knew it was happening. I used to play with girls in my neighborhood growing up, and they were probably tougher than me. Just like just like these two over here.
Well, this is a, this is
they
a
were
big
fighting
deal
for the dolls.
I mean,
right.
Thanks, Greg. No, some of the other teams, to show you what a big deal this is, the California Crush, the Arizona Outcasts, the Austin Outlaws, Capital City Savages, the Columbus Chaos, Derby City Dynamite, Detroit Venom, the Northern Connecticut Nightmare. These teams,
wow, I like
these teams, well, the teams sound more manly than the NFL.
Yeah, that might be the truth, but I like the Nevada Storm. I got a special place in my heart for them. Now, ladies, we've interviewed you before at times, and so I want to just kind of make sure that the community knows as much as possible about the Nevada Storm, because like John was kind of alluding to, some people don't know this is going on. So where do you guys play, and how can people, like, you know, get some information about the Nevada Storm and all that kind of stuff?
So we play at the local high schools. We don't have a single school that we play at. It kind of just depends on the availability. So if anybody has connections to any schools or anything for our upcoming season, we would love to make your school our home team. And then you can find more information about us and find support on our website, nevadastormfootball.com. And we keep all of our upcoming events and things up to date there.
Now, I just was talking to you off air, and apparently you guys have a tryout coming up pretty soon, correct?
We do. Our tryout is Saturday, September 17th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Miraloma Park.
Miraloma Park.
This is the tryouts for the 2023 season. Okay, so you have tryouts at Saturday morning, the 17th, which is coming up at Miraloma. Who can try out?
Anyone. We're open to whoever wants to come out. We want to just grow.
Women only, right?
Right, women only, of course. And you have to be over, I think, 17 with a parent's consent or over 18. But we want anyone who wants to come out and try the sport and play women's football. We are trying to grow it. So realistically, just everybody come out and see what it's about, and you really might like it.
Quarterback Mo, how did this all begin for you? Was this a childhood dream to play the real hard football on the field?
No, not necessarily. I grew up playing sports. I always played football with the boys at lunch or at recess or in the neighborhood. And then I played college softball. I came back. I played slow pitch for a little while, but that's not super exciting and, you know, competitive. And then I was actually at a restaurant where somebody came up to me and told me that we had a football team. And I was a little bit surprised, and I didn't really think much of it. And a few months later, it popped back into my head, and so I Googled it, and they had a tryout that coming weekend, so I showed up, and that's how it started.
Did Mom try to talk you out of it?
My parents were supportive, but they were definitely a little bit like, are you sure you want to do that? For sure.
Don't worry. I mean, my parents did the same thing for me with football, too. I think they were thinking more along the lines of insurance. Like, I don't want you coming home with broken bones.
Yeah, seriously. Like
Sarah, how did it start for you?
Well, so growing up, I actually didn't play any sports. I danced my whole life.
Oh, wow.
So it was a pretty big change for me. I was just fortunate enough to know some of the coaches that were coaching for us at the time, and they told me to come out to a tryout, and I showed up not knowing a single thing about football, not knowing literally anything, and I just stuck with it, and I really enjoy it now. So.
She might be like the secret weapon, John. Now that I think about this, do you do like dance moves around some of the other girls there in the end zone or something just to get that touchdown?
I mean, I will say I stay on my feet pretty well.
Oh, I bet so. That's
you
awesome.
Are both in such great physical shape. I mean, Sarah looks like she could pound me. No, I mean, that's one good thing about this. The training's got to be tough and hard, and it really is good physical workout, right?
Yeah, what comes on with these workouts and stuff? Like, because you're going to do some, like, mid-season workouts and stuff, too, coming up here soon. What's all involved with those?
Yeah, so we do, like, receiver drills once a week starting right now. And then we also have a bunch of girls who come together at least once a week and do, like, cardio training, running uphill sprints, ladder drills, all of that. And a lot of girls work out on their own because it is something that's physically demanding on your body.
So this is like a community almost with you ladies. Once you get involved, it's not like just a hobby. It's like almost like a lifestyle. Am I wrong?
I agree. Yeah, it definitely is a lifestyle, and it is like a little family.
Yeah,
because it takes up a lot of your time. When season comes, football is all you're doing. You have three practices a week. You're traveling for games, so you're gone from Friday till at least Sunday on the weekends. So it definitely is a
and
community.
Some of these teams, I mean, you played Minnesota, so you travel all the way to places like that.
Yeah, so actually this season Minnesota came to us, and then in the first round of playoffs we traveled to Minnesota to play them again. And so that's part of the struggle that we have is our travel, because some of these teams are so far away. Coming up with the funding for us to travel can sometimes be difficult. So that's where our community support comes in a lot.
How do you get that funding? Is it sponsorship or what?
So we do have players' fees that we pay, and part of that goes towards our travel. But anything past that, we can get sponsors and donations. And again, just support from the community.
That would be nice. Anybody that's out there listening that might be a resource for the Nevada Storm, you heard it right here. I mean, maybe there's something you can do. Make sure you get in touch with them. What's the website again?
NevadaStormFootball.com.
Yeah, you can just get over there and I'm sure get in contact with them some way through that.
Well, this league is relatively new. It started in 2009, which kind of makes me nervous because, oh my gosh, we've seen football leagues come and go. Oh, my gosh, USFL.
Well, they've made it longer than the XFL so far.
Yeah, so how is the viability of the league, honestly?
So I've seen huge growth and improvements in the league since we've been here. We actually joined the league again back in 2019. So 2019 was our first time back into the WFA. There was a league that we were in prior to that. So this is our second time in this league, and they've been working on getting bigger contracts and sponsors, and they actually have the 5-year deal with the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio for the championships, where we got to play in the 2021 season.
Who are your biggest fans? Is it like moms bringing their daughters to show off what women can do, or is it what age group, what male or female, in the stands, who comes out to see your games?
I think we have a variety of people. I do think there are a lot of parents with younger girls that want to show that women can kind of do whatever they want. But I think a lot of friends, family, I mean, the community really has shown up, especially last year. At our Reno High game, it was pretty packed out. So I think
it was nationally televised.
Right. We're starting to get a buzz. So hopefully that keeps going.
I had no clue that one was nationally televised. I think that's cool.
Well, that's what the league websites.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome. You guys are getting that kind of coverage. Now, Canton, Ohio, let's talk about that, because I remember seeing pictures of the stadium you guys got to play at. Mm-hmm. How cool was that?
It was amazing. Yeah. Just even the locker rooms. Like, to me, the locker rooms are so, is just nice. And you have your own little section. It's had bathrooms and all these different rooms inside of it. Obviously, the field was beautiful as well. It is insane.
It's like the big leagues, basically, right? Did you just play one game, or what was it? You were there for a week, or how'd that go?
Yeah, so we played our national championship game there. And then the whole weekend was the D3, D2, and D1 games, and then also the All-Stars game.
Oh, wow.
So all of those games were held at the NFL Hall of Fame Stadium. And so for our championship game, we got to play there. And then some of the girls played in the All-Stars game the next day as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, were either of you All-Stars? Or?
Yeah, I actually got to play.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're running back?
Yes.
Right, okay, yeah. Running back. There we go. Well, that's awesome. I mean, if folks don't know this is going on, you should, and you should get out and support. When's your very first game of the next season?
We don't have our 2023 schedule out yet, but we are looking probably early April.
Okay.
That's usually when our games start.
So lots of time. So we've got some tryouts coming up. You can get involved as far as sponsorships. You can get involved as far as, like, the workouts between now and then. Mm-hmm. But, ladies, I think it's important for us to maybe have you back on sometime in early spring. And let's talk about this to people.
Yeah, we would love
that. I hope this really grows. It's got to, from people not knowing about it. I hope to see the day when Mo is on TV doing Bud Light commercials. And and Sarah's the spokesman for Doritos.
Doritos?
Okay, now,
what?
Then you know you've arrived. Really, the heck with those men. Let's give
the... You know what? I can guarantee you that these girls play 10 times harder than the NFL guys play. I can guarantee you that. Why? Well, because those guys are already making millions of dollars sitting there cush. It's like, I would say the equivalent of the way you guys play is like how college football is.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all heart. Like you said, we're not getting paid. And we're putting our bodies through this. We're paying to do this. So it's definitely us with everything we have put in it.
Is there an inevitable for you? I mean, is there another league that's above what there is right now, or anything like this is it? Okay, I just wanted to, I wasn't really sure.
Well, for now, until there's some people who want to open the NFL to both sexes.
Right.
Maybe it's happening in the NHL. Yeah. I mean, we've seen, you know, female goalies and stuff like that. It's very possible. You never know.
Well, I got to describe Mo's shirt because it I think it exemplifies who she is. It's Popeye without his shirt on, and he's all muscled.
Yes.
And he's wearing a gold chain.
That is awesome.
And is he holding a football? I don't know.
Where'd you get that, a hype tee?
No, I know. I actually got Air Ross.
It's a muscular rap star Popeye shirt. And Sarah is wearing the Nevada Storm shirt. So, no, seriously, you sell those, obviously. That'd be awesome to get one of those.
Yeah, we can definitely work something out.
Where can people get a Nevada Storm shirt like you're wearing?
I believe we have it linked on our website, but we've got a couple of different... squad lockers and stuff like that where they can order shirts.
Hey, so nice to meet you both.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was Mo Etchen.
Etchen.
I'm trying to say it right. Sarah Colangelo. Right? I said that one right. Yay! Okay, I'm 2 for 2 this morning right here. Hopefully, we're going to see you out at some of those Nevada Storm games. I'm pretty sure we're probably going to see Mo on an NFL field before we see Colin back. But other than that, for sure, we would love to have you right back here with us next on Live and Local with John and Jay on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's Live and Local, John and Jay, right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Our number, 775-884-9910. Please give us a call if you have some comments or something to say to us. We'd love to hear from you. John?
And you wanted to say something about the
Nevada Storm. Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay, so yeah. Sarah and Mo. Mo is actually a hip-hop artist here in town. Yeah, so I meant to bring that up. She does some awesome hip-hop work. She does a lot of local competitions here.
Okay, that explains the wild Popeye shirt with the gold chain. Shirt. Okay.
Yes, yes. And then the lovely Sarah, she is a physicist. Yeah, can you believe that?
You can tell they work out a lot.
Well,
because we had that box of, we still have the box of donuts. They didn't even touch that, did they?
Dude, I'm telling you, you don't want to have
they're
to
do, serious.
Put in work on those carbs, man.
Now, me, why does everybody stare at me at the gym when I'm sitting on the stationary bike? I'm going downhill, dude.
You're not pedaling.
Mind your business. All right, so Jay and I have been together on this show for a couple of months, and things were just finding out about each other. We both drove across the country, took some month, no, in my case, it was like 3 months off, and drove across the country. I'll start with my story, because it was after college graduation. My girlfriend at the time and I drove west from Indiana, stopping at places we liked. And my savings ran out by the time we got to Santa Ana, California. We did this because it was our last chance, our only chance in our lives to take 3 months off before you enter the rat race.
Yeah.
And I thought it was an excellent investment. Her Camaro and my Elton John A-Trax, seeing things that we had never seen before. Back then, I-80 was a two-lane road through Wyoming. In 1976. And we got in big trouble in Yellowstone, though, because we were driving through it in the middle of winter, late at night. And I did not know, Easterner here, I did not know Yellowstone Park went for 100 square miles. Time comes when I'm very low on gas. There's not a light on anywhere. Every little stop is closed. And I don't know why I was this lucky, but I just came upon this gas pump that was coin operated behind.
What?
There was a little light. I said, let me see what's there at that little light. And the light was shining on this lone gas pump that took coins. It was behind a fence. And I climbed over the fence and pulled the hose over to my car. It's like a weird dream, and everybody I tell the story to says, oh, come on, coin-operated gas pumps and everything. No, it saved my life. Otherwise, we'd be frozen to death sleeping in the middle of Yellowstone Park.
Are you sure that Morgan Freeman wasn't there with that gas pump? I mean, I just...
Now, you took a RV cross-country.
Yeah, 2018. I just decided, you know what, things are a little crazy in the country right now, and I want to just enjoy it.
Oh, let me guess,
here.
You thought it was the end of the world, right?
No.
Okay.
No, not like that.
Sounds so you.
I will say society had taken a turn for the worse at that point, where I was just like, you know what, I need to get out and enjoy America while it's still America.
Where did you go?
And, well, pretty much everywhere. So I have two kids. At the time, I want to say they were 12 and 14, put them in homeschool. As long as we had internet, we could go wherever and do school. So I did what was called the Electoral College Tour. And that's what I called it anyways. People were like, what do you call it that for? And I said, well, because I could put my kids on a plane and I could fly them to Las Vegas, but they're going to think that's what Nevada is Reno and Las Vegas. They're not going to see all the stuff in between, you know, like Hawthorne and that clown motel. So... So, you know, like, I'm just saying that, like, it that's the reason, you know, that Electoral College is there. So there's, like, some sort of a play in other, you know, regions other than just the cities. So, you know, I took them across the United States. I wanted to show them all sorts of cool things. One of my favorite things was we stopped. I did a lot of, because we were doing homeschool work, mm-hmm. we could choose what some of our assignments were. We stopped at a bug museum in, like, New Mexico.
Bug museum.
I mean, it seemed like one of those random, yes, I know.
That's so New Mexico.
Well, what it was, near the White Sands because we were headed down the White Sands because we were going to the Carlsbad Caverns. And
Oh, I bet.
I love those places. If you haven't been, please go. But... That being said, it was like a gas station. It reminded me of a movie, almost like where you pull up, there's the creepy gas station, but next to it's like a weird, really weird museum where you can get like in a horror film. Yeah, so when the kids start going through, and there's tarantulas and bugs and even like stuffed gophers, and yeah, it was crazy. So we ended up doing like reports on stuff like that. You know, the kids would turn in assignments based on.
What an excellent thing to do for kids.
Well, John, to be honest with you, me and my ex-wife, our whole thought was like, we don't want to be like an 80-year-old man who is like decrepit and trying to make it across America in this 90-foot motor home, mm-hmm. you know, just barely able to get on and off. I want to do it while I can still walk and go out and do things and enjoy the foods and.
Let me tip you off to a great snake museum in South Dakota.
Really?
Did you go to Wall Drugs?
Yes, actually, I did. And I watched the mechanical people behind the windows.
How cool.
Yes, I had a buffalo hot dog there, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, this is...
I never took the leap getting an RV. I was always thinking about it. Should I?
Well, I will say...
What
that
are the pluses and minuses?
The pluses is it's not really that expensive if you do it on payments, I guess, you know, if you have time and all that and you have the money. But I will say that they depreciate when you buy them. So if you buy a brand new RV, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Like it depreciates really, like even worse than a car, you know? And so, I mean, I would say do what I did and get yourself one that's a couple years old or a few years old or something like that. And then all the quirks are worked out of it. You know, it works fine. And, you know, you make sure everything's good.
I have a friend who he loves his new air horn and 10 million candle power floodlight. And when he sets up in a campground, people think he's opening a store or selling used cars in the middle of the campground. And his wife asked the campground people if the bears were tame.
Yeah, not when they see the light.
Do they still allow RVers to park at Walmart? Did you do that?
Yeah, so did I do that? I never stayed the night at a Walmart. I did stay one night at a Camping World because there are certain specific places like Big Five, Walmart, Camping World. I forget some of the other ones, you know, like, but those places you are allowed to actually pull in and stay. But you know the problem, just like we all do here, especially this Walmart that's about 2-3 blocks away from us here on 2nd Street. Is unless they're out there enforcing it, man, that place is packed like Burning Man all the time with people trying to live in these RVs.
Well, I can see why the store allows it, because if you let the RVs camp there, everybody will buy all of their stuff at the Walmart. But then again, you have people who open their, you know, their slide outs and awnings, and they barbecue in the parking lot.
That's what I was going to say. The issue is with those is when you see the trailer that has the you know, the piece that's coming out of it or whatever, and or you see that they've got their jacks down, you know, their stabilizers.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, now you're camping, dude. You know, you're not just stopping at Walmart on a break.
Well, I can't recommend highly enough, despite all the troubles I ran into, to drive across a country. Why go to any other country? There's so much to see in this one, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, stick around next. We have got a very interesting guest. She is here to talk dance in the Reno Empire. It's the very lovely Monique Manzo. She's going to be in here with us next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith & Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's always live. It's always local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Our number is 775-884-9910. We would love to hear from you.
And we would love to have you as a guest on our show. We're talking about businesses here, but Jay and I have this policy that each business that we feature has to have at least a 4.5-star rating out of 5 in Google reviews.
Yeah.
Now, this place here has a straight-out 5-star rating.
Five stars!
All the reviews. The Reno Empire is a Reno dance studio.
5, 6, 7, 8, boom, cock-a-boom, turn to the left and boom!
I'm sorry, that's probably not what you do. That's my old dance class.
Yeah.
And every time they said,
one more time,
that was a consistent lie.
Yes, all the time. Still is.
We have Monique Manzo. Did I say that right?
Manzo.
Okay, Manzo. She is right here live in the studio with us right now, and you are the owner of Reno Empire, correct?
I am.
Absolutely. So tell us, Monique, about what the Reno Empire basically has for everybody out there as far as dance. What kind of dances do you have?
And we have so many different styles and levels, from beginner to advanced. We have anything from hip-hop to Latin dancing, ballet, heels dancing, contemporary. But what makes us different from all the other studios here in town is that we're actually based around adults. So we offer classes for those who are 18 and up. And then if there are, you know, some kiddos that are some teenagers that of 14 and up, we just require that they have the permission of their guardian to come into our class.
Sounds like mainly young people's dances. I mean, there's no waltz or foxtrot.
So those are ballroom genres. Yeah, so we don't really focus
They're dead,
ballroom.
Aren't they?
They're avoiding the insurance claims.
How about this dance do you do? Macarena.
Oh, yeah, I could teach you that right now.
The Macarena?
Macarena.
You want
please,
some of the Macarena?
No.
Hey, they make me... They, no, yeah, please, yeah. Please make sure that John does not do the Macarena.
You're going to cut me off again?
Hey, it's... They, the police, made my friend do the
Macarena.
Bad enough
when Channel 2 did it.
What? Oh, yeah, when they cut you off. That's right. We're not going to do that. anyways, no Macarena. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to talk about what you can actually go and do there.
Can you do the Hokey Pokey?
I heard from a birdie that you know how to do the Hokey Pokey.
Yes.
And I think that we should have you as a guest instructor at our studio.
Yes.
Well, so you can show us how to do the Hokey Pokey.
Yes, you put your left leg in and then you take your left leg out.
Okay.
Otherwise, my dance moves look like self-defense moves, like karate.
Okay.
Or something.
Anyway.
I feel safe. I only feel safe public dancing with a strobe light on because everybody looks like a good dancer with a strobe light. That's the only time I dance.
Well, we have LED lights, but we don't have strobe lights. I'll make sure to get one of those in for you.
Yeah, you're going to want to watch out with that.
I always say we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Oh, John, I just love it. Anyways, Monique, tell us a little bit about you, because I think that what you got going on is really cool here in town, because it's like you're not just involved in stuff here in Reno. You're doing things in bigger markets, too.
Yeah.
So, for instance, Los Angeles, you got an event coming up there,
I
right?
I do. I'm actually going to be teaching and performing in L.A. and Burbank for the LABKS Los Angeles Bachata Kizomba Salsa Festival.
I'm glad you said that because I never could have.
And it's September 22nd through the 24th, I believe. That's coming up. That's super fun. And
what do you do there exactly?
I will be teaching either a heels or a Latin fusion class or a bachata class. And it's basically workshopped based. And it's just a whole weekend of dance.
See, I got to tell you, one of the first things that I saw here was this, the Salsa Bachata Mountain Retreat that you're doing down in
one of my favorites.
San Bernardino, San Berdu. So tell me about this, because it's going on October 7th through the 9th. And so it's like everything's included. It's like a retreat.
Yeah.
You get food. It looks like there's workshops, dancing at night, archery.
Yeah.
Obstacle courses, volleyball, hiking, and Monique.
Yeah. That's actually one of my favorite events to go to. This is going to be my second time going to that event. And everything that you listed off, that's all it has and more. It's so much fun.
He's reading the ad that you posted.
Yeah.
I guess on your Facebook. You know why he caught his attention?
What's
you know
that?
How? Because of the pretty girl on it.
Oh,
is that you?
Yes, it is me.
Well, I'm not going to deny it, but that being said, it's actually very interesting here because...
Yes, it is, isn't it?
You know what, John? that being said, we are having a good time here in the studio this morning with Monique Monzo, who is the owner of the Reno Empire Dance Studio, and we want to make sure that you know how to get into the groove with her over at that studio, and how would somebody find you? Like, would they go on social media, give you a call?
Yeah, social media, Google, just look us up on Google, find us on our website, Instagram. We're really big on Instagram, and that way you're able to see the styles of different classes that we offer, and you can see which one fits you the best by watching some of the choreo and the lessons that we have on Instagram. But yeah.
So you guys have lessons on Instagram, too.
So we were going to start doing some online lessons, but we're in the works of doing that.
Oh, like a Zoom?
Yeah, kind of. So during the shutdown, we started doing Zoom classes. And then what we found was it was difficult with the connection of the internet and things like that. But then we found a way through an app that we're starting to work on that will be able to offer online Zoom kind of style classes.
The cats would think I lost it.
Yeah.
But I got to say that doesn't seem, and I've been in Reno most of my life, doesn't seem like we really have many dance studios at all.
We have a good handful, actually.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them are more for the kids.
You're adults.
We are adults, yeah, and that's what makes us.
I guess that's what I meant, because Arthur Murray, what happened to Arthur Murphy?
I don't know.
Murray.
I don't know. You didn't go. You didn't teach the Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
That's why they had to shut down.
That's why they had to turn themselves around and go away.
You got stumped.
That's why they had to turn themselves and.
Yeah,
like the song
else.
Says.
Yeah,
there you go.
Monique, where give us some addresses on Facebook, Instagram, any of that kind of stuff where they
Everything
can find you.
Is always the Reno Empire.
The Reno Empire.
The Reno
How
Empire.
Did you come up with that name?
You know, it's a funny story, but it's a long one though. We don't.
No,
have
I want to hear.
Short version. How about that?
Short version. We were, sorry, that's my cue to drink water.
That was some insurance.
Yeah.
Or intro music.
Intro music.
It can reduce your car insurance by 30%.
Yeah?
You know, hold on a minute.
Her phone went off.
Hold on a minute. It's funny because we had Kevin in here earlier, and he's got me on this mobile app. He's going to kill me for saying this, but I'm ready to turn that thing off, man, because it's already telling me how bad of a driver I am. It keeps dinging me, and I'm starting to get to the point where I'm wondering if my insurance rates are going to go up instead of going down.
Monique, we have these insurance agents in here, and Jay got all paranoid because they were talking about they were using drones now.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going,
to watch
flying
you.
Over like roofs and stuff to make sure people like taking care of their homes, so that if you file a claim.
Wow.
That set them
off. Take care of your roof.
Okay. All right.
Make sure the Empire's roof is very solid.
She'll never come back here again.
Actually, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having
that,
a lot of fun here.
No.
I'm sorry we distracted you.
No, you're
the
fine.
Nevada Storm, how did that happen to be the name?
Nevada Storm.
Nevada Storm.
Wrong company.
I mean, Reno Empire.
The Reno Empire.
Whoa.
You're Nevada Storm is a football team, right?
Football
team.
Football player. Hello.
Yeah, I don't think I look like
the football player.
No.
All right, so the Reno Empire.
Yes.
How did that come to be?
Well, I don't know if you have seen the Empire TV show.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we were just watching that show, and I tried really, really hard to come up with a name for the dance studio, and I just couldn't find a name. And then I think we were just, had a couple drinks in us, and we started talking about, what about, we need to make sure that the word Reno is in the title. And then we were like, whoa, we're watching Empire. And then what if we were to put Reno Empire together?
There you go.
And it just sounded good. Yeah, it just sounded nice. So it had a nice little ring to it.
Is this your first business that you've run?
Yeah, I would say
it's pretty educational, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You learn a lot.
How long have you been in business now?
Since 2017.
Oh, wow.
So.
Hey, going strong.
60s, 70s.
Well, you got to be doing something right. 5-star reviews all
Thank
over
you.
Google.
Yeah. Thank you. Awesome.
What's
Thank
your
you.
Telephone number, Monique, if somebody wants to give you a call and get in, or well, not your person, but the business line?
The business line is 775-234-8900.
Jay all wanted right. your number.
Stop, John. You're in trouble, man. Oh, I'm so giving it to you this next segment. All right. Well, Monique, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
You.
And even dealing with John over here this morning.
Oh, yeah. I hope to see you guys at the studio.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I can get him out to do the Hokey Pokey.
How about this? I give you guys a free pass.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. And maybe I can get you guys a free pass to give away on the air or something.
I love free passes.
Yeah.
I'm down. I even got one of those in the hood. That's another thing, though. Anyway, all right, we're going to be live and local right here back on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. It's been nice having the Reno Empire in here. So make sure if you want to talk to us, you've got one more segment. Well, I'm going to ream John over here, 775-884-9910.
Oh, pretty woman.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
John Potter, Jay Biggs. This is Live and Local with John and Jay every Saturday between 9 in the morning and noon at KKFT 99.1 and 92.3. It's so cool to have these people come in as guests because we were just talking. I will never get my wife to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, you know.
And it's... your girl doesn't.
No,
they
not at all.
They have no interest in it whatsoever.
I equate it enough to like they just listen to us too much at home. So why would you want to listen to them away?
I guess I come home and I say, "Sweetheart, did you hear the show we had?" Huh?
Yeah.
No. Why would I listen to that?
Well, maybe that worked out in my favor this morning, John.
Well, I'm just being honest. You
well, yeah. I mean, what
saw her ad because.
Dude,
there was
a yeah.
picture of her.
Well, I did. Okay, listen. Originally, I saw the. Okay, I actually
advertising,
laid it out.
Advertising works.
No, you know what works? Facebook friend suggestions. That's what works because if it wasn't for that, I would have never known Monique. As far as, you know, she came up with a suggestion. I saw that she was the owner of a dance studio. I said, oh, you know what? We've never had a dance studio person in here before. And I know that, you know, you talk about dancing sometimes. And I know people that like dancing. I personally don't, but that doesn't mean I can't have my mind change necessarily. Anyways, let's go past this. What do you got in the news?
Yes, news and comment. Folks, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch from now through Monday for our area. This heat advisory covers all of Western Nevada and Northeast California. They recommend you drink lots of water, have access to AC. How do we survive without AC?
This sounds like the weather you don't want to go to Burning Man in.
And limit outdoor activities. This could be Reno's hottest ever Labor Day weekend. And you're right, Jay. I bet this is the hottest ever Burning Man, too. Thank goodness they don't want, wear a lot of clothes.
I got to ask you. Yeah. I got to ask you, are you going to be riding the bike around this weekend? Or are you going to be in the AC truck?
We have an event to go to at 3. So we're driving.
Yeah,
to that. Yeah. But no, I bike here and back every Saturday. It's a beautiful drive. I used to do that with a TV station at 3 in the morning, and it was wonderful, except for the drunks.
Well, yeah. A
couple of close calls takes the fun out of things. You
yeah,
know?
But get out of the middle of the road! Really right. Yeah, why are you in the drunk's way, John?
All right. Yeah, that's how things are nowadays.
Right.
Reno police conducted another crosswalk sting, this time on Wells Avenue, one of the streets that has the highest numbers of driver-pedestrian crashes. The pedestrian safety enforcement scored 78 citations, 10 warnings, and one arrest for driving under the influence. Drivers, by law, have to yield to pedestrians and not pass cars that are stopped for pedestrians. They need to start ticketing the jaywalkers, too. Wells has a crosswalk on most every block, yet so many times you see him crossing the street at night wearing dark clothing. And Craig brought this up, that when you do cross on the crosswalk, the few people out there who do, the drivers have to wait till they step up on the curb on the other side.
Yeah, and
it's a law.
I don't know anybody that does that.
Oh, yeah, the drivers?
Yeah, I don't know anybody that waits for somebody to get all the way across.
Well,
okay, hold on. I do. Craig.
Yes,
oh,
you
yeah,
do.
Craig.
You know me.
Our school marm. The highly criticized plan from the city of Reno to lease out a park activity center popular with seniors to Casa Latina, a nonprofit that helps immigrants, has been put on hold. Because of all the uproar among the seniors. The city said the Paradise Park Activity Center on Adi Boulevard by the drive-in theater was underused, despite the senior programs like the fitness classes held there. A meeting to discuss the plan has now been canceled. The city still wants to research another plan for the space. I don't know why. I know the area. I have friends there. There is a ton of seniors that live around Paradise Park. Can they find a group, if they really want to lease it, can they find a group that will help seniors too and not just immigrants? I mean, I'm guessing this fell apart because non-Latino seniors were apparently excluded from the help that this group wanted to provide. This Tu Casa Latina, they work with immigrants who are having difficulties, like past abuse problems or something like that. But the seniors would lose. I don't know what the city was going to do. Tell these seniors who go there for their fitness classes or something, oh, we move those classes across town to this other park building. It's just not right.
Well, as long as RTC ride.
Taxpayers paid for that park.
Is this racist, John?
I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong take this resource away from seniors who depend on it. And what's the deal with trying to lease it out in the first place?
Trying to help immigrants, I guess. Man, we're living in a Joe Biden society, I guess.
There he goes. And finally, a new poll shows the Nevada governor and U.S. Senate race is neck and neck. Could go either way. The AARP survey shows Governor Sisolak, with a 3-point lead, 41-38%. That's within the poll's 4-point margin of error. In the Senate races, Cortez Masto has a 4-point lead over Adam Laxalt, 44-40%. Many voters still undecided. We need better candidates.
Yeah.
There really should be a candidate farm, like baseball teams. They have farm teams.
I'll tell you,
and we should grow good candidates. I can't decide, honestly.
You know, I'm trying,
I can't
John.
Decide between Sisolak and Laxalt. I swore I would never vote again for Sisolak after he tore down local businesses. And his opponent, Joe Lombardo, is a Southern Nevada. I just refuse to vote for a Southern Nevada.
I don't blame you for that and Joe Lombardo in the first place. All right, it's been Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.